fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 4th day of March, yes, it is March, year of our Lord 2022. All right, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Pepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, keep at least a 2-month supply of cash on hand, 2 months of cash to take care of food, fuel, utilities, and so forth. Plus, prepare yourself for $5 a gallon gas. It's already $5 a gallon in California, but soon to be $5, and we're talking not too far off, next few weeks, $5 a gallon gasoline. So make whatever adjustments you need to prepare for that. Now, we're hoping that Tom Berryhill will call in. If he does, we will bring him on board, and we'll be talking about emergency survival communications and our favorite website when it comes to these matters, the ARRL, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima, .org website, the American Radio Relay League, celebrating 100 years of existence. How about that? We had a phenomenal meetup last night, the John Moore Radio Show meetup in Rolla, Missouri at the Dietrich Panties restaurant. We had one of our listeners drove up from Oklahoma just for the event. Great guy. Another gentleman I have met before, he came down from Hannibal, Missouri for the event. That's at least a 4-hour drive one way. Good to see him. And folks from around the area that made various travels, distances they had to travel to get there. We had some interesting discussions, great camaraderie, good food. At 7 o'clock, Leon Green took over to lead a class in first aid, and that was wonderful as well. So it's always good to get together with all you folks that can show up on the first Thursday every month at Dietrich Panties Restaurant in the Benton Square building there in Rolla, Missouri. We get together for dinner at 4:30. Our informal meeting starts about 6. It's pretty loose. You don't need to buy dinner, by the way. That's up to you. And Our training begins at 7. We're now having monthly training on the areas that people want to focus on. We had some discussion last night about Ukraine. One of the gentlemen there was born in that part of the world. He's from that part of Central Europe. And what I told the group is what I've been telling all you folks for about a week or so. There are no good guys in this fight. The leadership of Ukraine is basically a criminal conspiracy. The leaders of Russia have their own agenda. The troops are sitting there, the Russian troops. They don't know why they're there. They know they're there, but they don't know why. They know they were lied to. And of course, the innocent civilians, the men, women, and children, civilians, they always pay the price. Ukrainians are making some very heroic, defiant stands against the invading Russian military, standing unarmed in the streets to block Russian military vehicles. It's very heroic and very dangerous. And the Russian onslaught continues. One last thing before we get to Tom, who's patiently waiting. Russia announced yesterday that they now have a gold-backed currency. The effects on the other currencies of the world will be devastating. What's backing the U.S. currency is promise to pay back debt. That would be the U.S. Treasury notes that have been issued against it. That's what gives value to the U.S. currency, backed by debt. Currency backed by gold, as opposed to currency backed by debt, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We'll have some economic experts wrangling over this, I'm sure, for the next few days, weeks, and even months ahead. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite expert in anything and everything to do with electronics, emergency radio communications, ham radio, and we'll be talking about emergency survival communications. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's a new day. Russia has announced they now have a gold-backed currency. Previous attempts to get off the American dollar have failed. I believe it was Muammar Gaddafi was going to have a gold-backed currency. We took care of that. Saddam Hussein announced he was no longer going to accept dollars in payment for oil, and he was dead not too long after that. They hung him. It hasn't gone well for world leaders that have bucked the U.S. dollar, has it, Tom?
No, it hasn't, John. And I know Russia had been stockpiling gold for years. It's probably a wise move on their part. I don't know how what's going to happen, but you're absolutely correct. Our currency, our U.S. dollar, is backed on, as they would say, full faith in the U.S.
Full
government.
Faith and credit. Full faith and credit, yes. Of the U.S. government.
Yeah,
I recall,
right.
We have a caller, but before we get to our caller, I have my college economics class. Our instructor, a fine young man, was attempting to convince myself and the class that what gave the dollar value was the debt that it carried behind it. And I couldn't wrap my brain around that. He and I went back and forth for several minutes, and I understand it now, but as a 24-year-old, it just didn't make any sense to me how this gave it value. Of course, I understand now that these Treasury notes pay interest, but the Federal Reserve is now buying back the Treasury notes themselves because there's such a soft market for them. Let's take our first caller here, Tom. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Well, Tom, this has to do with communication, but also the power grid, because I do work in the power industry as a security officer, particularly natural gas. Here's my question. If the grid should go down in a, let's say, a hard blue state where nobody has a ham radio, how is somebody supposed to communicate when the grid is down and nobody in the area has a ham radio and people don't even think about this stuff. Basically, is it time for smart people to flee the blue states and blue cities? In other words, are the blue states permanently screwed, and is it time to run for the hills?
Well, let me take this, and Tom, you back up anything you want to. First of all, there's ham radio operators in all 50 states, so that's not an issue. There may not be as many in blue states, but there's ham radio operators in all 50 states. Myself, I've been encouraging people to leave the blue states. Now, you live in Massachusetts.
A very hard blue state. And let me put in a preface with that, which is a lot of people in these blue states, and I live in a predominantly Hispanic illegal immigrant area where a lot of people are working just simple chump change jobs just to keep their heads afloat. How are people like that supposed to make it?
Well, the nature of a free country and 50 free states is you can leave a state that has bad policies and go to a free state. Now, here in Missouri, Jeff, yesterday I filled up my automobile for $3.29 a gallon. You can build a 5,000 square foot home here. You can build an entire subdivision of homes here in my county with no building permits or inspections. I personally know people who own fully operational tanks, as in fully operational, the main gun and the machine gun. I know men who own machine gun equipped aircraft, completely legal. You can own all the machine guns you want in the state of Missouri. I know restaurants where you can still smoke in restaurants if you choose to. I don't. I think it's pretty foolish.
I wouldn't do that either, but go on.
Well, we have freedom. And there's restaurants, if you choose to do so, you can choose to do so because we have freedom. So taxes are low, regulations and restrictions are low, and freedom is high. We have open carry here in Missouri, and people carry pistols in their holster, fully exposed. If you want to carry your pistol concealed, you can choose to do that with no permit or license. So you can choose to stay someplace with these kind of restrictions and high taxes and expensive gasoline and expensive housing, or you can choose to move. That's your choice. Tom, you got any follow-up?
Can't say much more to it, John, other than to back up what you're saying. John, we both live in a Class 3 Missouri county, and there's no planning and zoning. There's good and bad to that. In some cases, somebody might build a hog farm right next to your beautiful home, and there's not much you can do about it. That's the downside, but it rarely happens. But there's a lot of freedom. In my county, in your county, John, if you want to build a home, you come in with a backhoe, you excavate, you dig out. If you're going to have a foundation, a basement, you dig that. You pour the foundation, the footing. You do all the concrete work. You start framing the house. You build the house. You can wire the house yourself. You can put in the plumbing yourself. You do the whole thing yourself if you want.
Let's still expand on that. You can build a 100-home subdivision in my neighborhood with no building permits or inspections.
No building
Amazing.
Permits. You don't go in with a set of plans. You just do it. And
exactly.
when it's finished, you don't even have to say anything. Eventually, the assessor will come by and measure the structures and put them on the tax rolls. I haven't figured out a way around that yet, but and even at that, the tax rates are a lot lower in this area relative to other communities. I don't even want to ask Jeff what the tax rates are in his area in Massachusetts.
I cry. I'll wrap up the phone call with this. I've been on for a while. The thing is, in Massachusetts, in order to get a non-chump change job, you have to have connections, heavy connections. You got to play the Democrat game, basically. They have to know that you're a team player. Then you can make the money. And the people who live up in New Hampshire are usually political hacks from Massachusetts, kind of like the Soviet Union and the DACA by the Black Sea. And that's how things operate. You play the game, you get in a union, you make the big cash, then you move up to New Hampshire, you live pennies on the dollar, you live happily ever after. If you're the rest of the sheeple, you're locked in, you're treading water, basically. You're living from paycheck to paycheck. And that's how it works, even if you have a college education. So that's the difference. Guys, I thank you for giving me the insight. I thank you for having me on, and do have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, Jeff, thank you. Well, Tom, before we get to the next caller, we want to encourage people to get their ham radio license, to get the equipment, get the knowledge. And if you want to make yourself valuable to a team of men and women, there's two skills that will make you valuable. One is ham radio skills. The other is advanced first aid training. Two skills.
Yes, and you know.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to comment before we go to the next caller on Jeff's situation with ham radio.
Oh, please, go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know if you were finished with your comment. But anyway, John, I wanted to let Jeff know that in Massachusetts, you get to the East Coast, north part, the East Coast, northeast area, there is a huge concentration of ham radio operators. One of the largest in the nation, California in the Northeast, has some of the highest ham radio number of stations. And I don't know if all of them are active, but there is a huge base of licensed ham operators. And that information is available. You can go online and find out the ham population by call sign area. And of course they've taken that away. You can have a license now with a call sign. It sounds like you're in California, you can be in Georgia. It doesn't matter anymore. You're assigned a station when you first get your license, a station call sign that's specific to your area, but you can change that. And they don't stick with the 10 districts anymore. But there are a lot of ham operators, and John, we should probably talk about power systems because that's a big concern now, and we can get on to that subject here in a little bit, but I always promote battery operation with generator backup, solar panel backup, and so on. So we'll discuss some of that as well.
Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning. I forget who you're.
Tom.
Tom, yes, Tom Berryhill. Hi, Tom. Listen, I'm calling in about what's going on over there in Ukraine, and then I also wanted to add a little bit about the situation with the gold. I didn't know that about Russia doing this with the gold.
It's breaking news. That's why I didn't know. It's breaking news. It's happened in the last few hours.
Okay. Well, you know, I think they were kind of like had to do this because I know that their banks have been closed or something. I think their stock market has been shut down for a while, and I think they're going broke. And I think this is they had to do this. But also they have been trying for a long time to get off the petrol dollar. I think Professor McKinney pointed out that they had kicked the Rothschild banking people out several years ago. And I think this is really what's behind a lot of this in this war, is they don't want Russia, China, and India setting up their own currencies. These three countries in particular, I mentioned them because they're large countries and have large economies.
They've already got their own currencies, Charlie. They don't have to set up anything.
No, you don't understand. They're going into... can I hold over for a sec?
Hold over. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com to protect your child's car, your grandchild's car. Make sure they can get home during a crisis. That's what EMP Shield's all about. Okay, Charlie, you got a comment here?
Yes. What I was saying was that they're taking their currencies and putting them into a basket of currencies, Russia, China, and India, to counteract the petrodollar. In other words, they want to use their own, they want to get off the petrodollar, and they've had a plan for years to combine their currencies into one and to put them into, to create a new dollar that's not backed on the petrodollar. Now, this would have extreme, you know, negative results for our currency over here and for the United States. It would, if they did that and did, it would probably shut down, our currency would collapse.
Well, Charlie,
I don't see any doubt about it.
They're not going to create a dollar. They won't, you know, only the U.S. has dollars. What happened yesterday with Russia changes everything. a gold-backed currency issued by Russia changes. It's a game changer for the whole planet. And I'm sure at the very highest levels of the international banking community and the various governments of the world, they're all having meetings this morning to consider the ramifications of a gold-backed currency issued by Russia. It's a massive game changer.
Yeah, it is. And also, I wanted to make a comment on those videos that you're talking about that are coming out from from Ukraine, that the Russian soldiers are crying and pleading with people and all this kind of stuff. That's all propaganda from the Ukrainian, from the Ukrainian side. That's not what's going on over there. What's going on?
How do you know it's propaganda? How do you know it's propaganda?
Well, I don't know for a fact, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that is because, I mean, you know.
Let me put it to you this way, John. What happened with the U.S. sailors were captured by Iran? They were crying like babies. That was not propaganda. U.S. sailors captured by Iran. You saw the video. That was not make-believe propaganda, was it?
No. Let me put it to you this way, John. If the Rothschilds, let's just say, were behind this war, in Ukraine, do you think that they might be putting out false information to us here in the United States as
that
to what's really going on over there?
The United States is behind the war in Ukraine? That's what you just said.
The Rothschild bankers are behind the war.
Let's say we're behind the war in Ukraine. We're not. What makes you think that?
All right, John. I can see you're not open to anything I'm saying here, so I'm just going to hang up. But let me put it to you this way. What's going on over there is not what we're being told.
That's a given.
The people over there in the Donbass area have been under heavy fire from the Ukrainian people for years, for over 8 years. They've been suffering, and they're the ones that are Russia is justified in going in there and protecting those people, and they're justified also in going in there and keeping NATO from encroaching on their areas. And that's, I'll just leave it at that. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Well, of course there's going to be propaganda. And how do you tell? If it's well-made propaganda, how do you tell? Is it possible Russian soldiers would cry when they've been captured? Well, we've seen it happen with American military people, didn't we? These young men, there were some women on this ship too, this small craft, small patrol boat kind of craft that was captured by the Iranians. It's a massive mistake, in my opinion, to have women in combat. And that was not make-believe. That was not propaganda. That was U.S. sailors in uniform being captured by the Iranian Navy crying. So why couldn't Russian soldiers cry when they've been captured as well? I don't know. Am I open to I'm open to any ideas. But when you say something, let's be factual, and let's have something to back it up. It's speculation. Whether something is propaganda or not propaganda, in the absence of evidence, it's speculation. There's going to be a lot of propaganda coming out of this war from both sides. That's a given. And that happens in every modern war. Propaganda is issued by both sides. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations. I really look forward to helping people gain the clarity, get the information, get that they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Also, happy to announce that we have new listings under real estate. We have several new ones there. There's three new ones, and another one will be there, the last one available in Crawford County. That I'll be able to put up, and we'll be expanding into nearby counties, Dent County, Phelps County, Texas County, and other counties nearby in the coming weeks. It's a lot of work getting these things up because of all the photographs and the time it takes to get these photographs downloaded onto the website. Last but not least, Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if you're tired of not being able to do the things you like to do, go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, go hunting, fishing, whatever it might be, the Energy Cleaner will help. If you've got arthritis pain, the Energy Cleaner will help. If you want to get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades, the Energy Cleaner will help there also. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. mattress pads that go with them, they vary in price depending on what you need. I have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. That would be the twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Now, a bonus for all you hundreds of people listening to me who already have an energy cleaner, that would be the micro plush throws. They're warm and soft and elegant, cozy. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. You'll love them. Only $75 shipping included. They come in two different colors, gray and taupe. Taupe is light brown. And everything's available for sale at my website. You can buy them with PayPal. And toll-free our line, 24 hours a day, is 800-592-9543. And, Tom, I'll be getting energy clearance from you in the next few days, won't I, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We got about a dozen people on hold waiting for their energy cleaner, and they're looking forward to it, and I know they'll be happy to get them, including...
Well, yeah, there's more than enough to take care of all those orders, that amount plus, so you'll have plenty on hand.
And there are some healthcare professionals in Australia. I've lost track, I think 5 or 6 from this group of people, healthcare professionals in Australia. They have another one that they've ordered, and they're ordering several more also in the near future. And we finally figured out how to get these things to Australia in an expeditious, cost-effective way, more or less cost-effective. Postal Service Express, that's the best way to get them there at the moment. Well, Tom, I'm at our favorite website here, ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. And... there's a lot of information here. Everything you need to get started. Information on for studying for your ham radio license, information to find your local ham radio club, and to really steepen the learning curve, joining your local ham radio club would be the best way to do that, wouldn't it, Tom?
That is the best way to get started. You'll meet with men and women that have already traveled that road. They have their ham radio license, and they can share their experience with you and point out what study materials you'll need, what to look forward to with taking a test. And many of these clubs have practice sessions where they give simulated tests, and they also share study materials, and they have sessions to get you up to speed with the technology you need to learn to get into this ham radio. So... it's a good way to start.
It is. I visited one of our local ham radio club members here in Crawford County, ham radio operator, and he showed me his radio shack, which was one of he dedicated one of the bedrooms in his home to the entire bedroom was a radio shack. And he says, John, I can do everything here that Central Communications can do for Crawford County, which is take care of all communications for the police, fire, and paramedics. And he could. He had everything he needed with backup power to duplicate what CENTCOM does. And that's not all that unusual, is it, Tom?
No, it really isn't. It's not that hard to do. And the ham operators have the ability to operate on multiple frequency bands, so they can set up a station that's very similar to what the law enforcement uses. And I have equipment like that too, John, and have for years. In fact, a lot of the VHF and UHF equipment that we used, not so much in current times, but in the past, when ICOM and Kenwood and Yaesu and so on were not making that type of equipment yet, or it wasn't all that popular, we used repurposed Motorola, General Electric, RCA, and so on. We used those radios that were surplus from police departments. They may have upgraded, and then their surplus equipment was sold on the secondary markets, and then the ham operators would buy it, and we would change the frequencies and put them on our frequency band and use that similar equipment. I mean, we had radios in our cars that looked identical to what the police had in their cars.
Right, right. Well, I know ham radio operators that have world-class equipment duplicating the exact same thing that the highest levels of military, the CIA, use in their listening posts. That they own this equipment, and it's phenomenal that this can be done in a free country like ours. Own the exact same equipment used by the FBI, the ATF, the Secret Service, and so forth. But you can, and you can own the equipment. You can learn how to operate it. Much of this equipment can be reprogrammed to work on the ham frequencies. It's pretty neat to be able to do this and do so in a very cost-effective manner, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, several years back, the FCC changed the rules and you had to go to narrowband operation with the radio equipment. That affected all law enforcement, land mobile, all the business band users. Everybody had to go to this narrowband equipment. That put just tons of surplus radio equipment on the market. Now, a lot of it was exported to other countries, and they could still use it. But here in the U.S., we had to go to these narrowband systems. So all the surplus equipment that cost many thousands of dollars was up and available for purchase for peanuts.
Right,
and you
right.
could get this stuff cheap and put it on the ham bands, and that's what happened. A lot of hams did that. It does work very well, and it was a good way to go. And that equipment is still viable and works perfectly for ham communications.
Absolutely. That reminds me of a friend of mine. He was working with a charity. They were filling up Connexes full of manual typewriters to ship to Africa. That was about 20-something years ago. Tom, we got a caller on hold here. We're at Glenn in Kansas. Good morning, Glenn.
Well, good morning, Tom and Glenn, or Tom and you guys. I was going to start off with the date of this year's annual amateur radio field day will be the last weekend in June, the 25th and 26th.
Okay, good.
And this has been going on since 1933. Of course, it had a lull in between World War II because we were on radio silence. But that can happen where we're put on radio silence. But it will happen. Just look on the calendar, and every year at the last weekend in June, you will find one. There's also a winter one. If you're hardy, you can look up the dates for that on the ARRL website. I know you guys like to talk about the used equipment. As a extra class radio operator and seeing a lot of the younger hams struggling with things, I do not recommend they get into any used equipment yet. Kind of stay away from that unless they've got something that's proved good. Now, I always recommend you start out with something that's got a warranty. And, of course, I know, like, one of my Yaesus I have, it's an FTM 400, and that is a very advanced radio, and they're expensive, and they have bells and whistles and all kinds of stuff you probably never will use, but it's a good radio, and you've got a wide selection of memories, and you can start out with a good solid radio, and it's new, and That's really the way to go if you're new in, because you don't need to be trying to repair something that's used when you don't know anything about it. It just is not a good idea. So start with good new equipment.
You know, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people that are prepping and whatnot, they completely ignore it. Well, they don't know any better. If you've been misled, how would you know that you've been misled? You wouldn't. But if you've never been taught something about, you know, common sense, about taking care of your own lives, and you've been listening to only what propaganda is out there on the media, you wouldn't know what to do. But I really, you know, at this late in the game, if somebody is just so obstinate about not preparing with communication, well, take your message, take your pearls, and don't spread them where they aren't going to do any good. Spend your time on people that will prepare. You make your decisions based upon the information you have. And if you have faulty information, then you make bad decisions. So people that do not have communications, they hunker down in a little square plot of ground, and they don't know what's going on other than on beyond the horizon all around them. And that's not really a good idea. You want to expand your communications to know what's going on in your community. And you need to be active in your community. People, they want to go out and have a safe area, but you have to be active. You have to join your county volunteer fire department. You need to become active politically and find your political channels and become active, because if you don't go there, then you're going to get something you don't want. But you have to go. It's like finally some people are standing up and they're going to the school board meetings. And it is essential to be active in your community, not just hide out in your little plot of ground and think you're going to be all right, because you're going to need resources that other people have. And if you don't have communication, how are you going to find out about that park that somebody has 15 miles away from you and you don't know that they have it because you don't have a radio to communicate with them? Things become difficult when you don't have a resources. So the ham radio expands your resources in many ways. I don't want to dominate the whole program, but getting started in a ham club is essential. You find them, you can get somebody that'll show you the ropes, and you'll be successful. That's how I started, and I started by using a search to find a ham radio club, and there's many out there. Some are don't have very many members. Some are very big. You go, like, we're looking at big ones over in Topeka. Well, I don't want to drive 50 miles, but I got a nice one here right close to where I'm at, and I drive about 25 miles to the meetings and see what's going on. And right now, our club is becoming more active. It's branching out. We're going back and revisiting back in case you get the internet shut down, so we can communicate with each other. And Packet used to be used quite a bit, and of course, Packet is still used today. The hospitals use Packet. So it's not like this is an antiquated system that's just to throw out there and just commiserate about how it used to be really strong, because you have to get involved and learn these little things. But a great way to start is with a new radio. Get your ticket, get your license. You can do it online now if you want. You can go to a website called QRZ.com, and you can take the tests at your leisure. And I recommend you allocate at least 10 minutes every night, and then you can test within a month. No problem. You will just take the tests over and over again.
Well said,
go ahead,
Glenn.
John?
Well said, Glenn. That's some very excellent comments you got there. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. Well,
and you know, before you go, Glenn, you're in Kansas, and you mentioned Topeka. I don't know exactly what area you're in, but you ought to go over to Olathe if you haven't and visit Enzer Park, E-N-S-O, or Enzer Park. It was a dairy farm, and the gentleman that lived there was an early pioneer in ham radio, and there's an old-time ham radio station set up there that's like a museum. You ought to go visit that place.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Of course, I'm west of I'm off I-70, and I'm about within 20 miles as the crow flies to Fort Riley. So that'll give you an idea where I'm at. I tried to go to some of those expos, and I went to teach emergency communications at an Abilene expo, and John was there at that time. Of course, I had a lot of trouble with people making that connection that they needed to expand their knowledge beyond what they could see. And it's real difficult to get people to understand that communications is just as important as having food.
Absolutely.
It's just so. You guys have a great program, and I hope you have a lot of callers. So,
thanks, Glenn. We got another call on hold. We have a break for it. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, we got our last caller here. We got Jack in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. What I wanted to throw my my two cents into this topic is the critical nature of being able to establish, in addition to the high-powered HF frequencies and whatnot, it's critical to also make a note of the local Wi-Fi is going to be a critical RF loop, and that needs to be under, you know, kind of incorporated into this strategy. Now, we all go out there with our phone, or, you know, everyone has a Wi-Fi phone, but not everybody's going to have an NHF transceiver. But people are going to need data, and this is how they get data. I mean, I'm talking to you on my phone, folks. And so this is an essential element that we have to incorporate. I know I'm not a ham, but I have shortwave radios and everything else. I just haven't, you know, sat down and focus on it. And I also want to throw into the RF mix is low power FM, which I do have. And low power FM is great for reaching, you know, the typical FM frequencies in car radios for, it's not a big area, but we really are concerned about our local area. So it's a big area when you consider that it's local, you know, quarter mile, half mile, whatever the case is. So anyway, I just wanted, I really enjoyed this subject. And, you know, I just want that the low power 2.5 gigahertz Wi-Fi routers that we're inundated with that are all, I mean, I've got half a dozen, and, you know, you just see them all over the place. But if you take that router and put a 1-watt amp with a decent Yagi with some heights, I mean, you got point-to-point decent communication. Again, we're not talking worldwide, but we are talking the fact that we can get the word out or whatever to everyone with their cell phones if we have a local Wi-Fi loop, I guess I would call it. So I'd just like to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Okay. Tom, you have any comments on a Wi-Fi loop, sir?
Well, he brings up some valid points there. You would need some type of amplification. Those things are such a low power level. They don't go very far. Then you have the password situation. You'd have to arrange all of this in advance with whatever users are going to be on there, or if you could just open it up where there's no passwords involved. I'm not an expert on doing that, but yeah. That would be a requirement if people could see that there's a Wi-Fi connection available and they could connect to it. It's like these wireless internet services. I see them out here. They advertise in rural areas where they can have wide area internet access without going through fiber optic and the satellite and all that stuff. So, yeah, there's some valid points there that have been made.
Tom, thank you. Jack, thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
All right. We top the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.